It is the morning show. We're learning about plans to move and build a new Milwaukee Public Museum. It would be a new chapter for the museum that was established in the late 1800s. What do you want to know about plans for the Haymarket District? What do you think of it sharing space with the Betty Brin Children's Museum? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Again, conversation is at 800-642-1234. Ellen Senske is president and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum. Ellen, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, make the case for us. Why does your museum need an upgrade? Why does it need a new space?
Well, we are in a building that is a county-owned building, and unfortunately, the county just doesn't have the resources to put into that building. It has about $100 million in deferred maintenance on that, and that's just to bring the building up to the standards that it needs to be at, and not at all to upgrade exhibits and update them. And so we are our best. We've done a lot of studying of this over the years, and our best option is to build a new, more modern building.
So take us over to the Haymarket District near Pfizer Forum. What do you envision going up?
Well, a new energy-efficient building that reflects the mission of the museum inside. You know, we are a museum of natural and cultural history, and we want to make sure that what we bring to this new museum is really talking about that intersection of nature and culture, really about how not only how we influence and impact the natural world, but the stories about how the natural world actually influences and impacts us every single day. Look at a coronavirus. The coronavirus comes out of nature and slams us all, the entire world, and look at what we've done culturally to adapt to it. So it's telling those kinds of stories which are relevant in today's world.
Informing where we've been to figure out where we go next. How does the Betty Brin Children's Museum fit into this plan and this idea of sharing space?
Well, we have always been about not just looking internally at the museum, but looking externally at the community and how we can best serve the community. You know, we started out in our own building, but then moved in with the library in our early, early history. And then we've also, at one point in MPM's history, we were co-joined with and had the Discovery World was part of the museum. Betty Brin is approaching the end of its lease, and we're looking for a new locality, and in discussions with the community, they thought it was a wonderful idea to put both institutions under one roof. The synergies that it can bring are really inviting for the community.
Well, you mentioned community. How are you seeking input on this plan, and how is the community involved in how it moves forward?
So we have been getting input from the start of this, first in understanding what the community thinks of the museum, and then as we move forward through each step in our process, is to engage the community in providing feedback on what we're doing and helping us to shape where we're going. You know, we really want this new museum to be the voice of the community, where it is not just us telling the stories about all the different cultures and their relationship to nature, but having the community and those cultures tell their own stories of their relationships to nature.
So how could this new location increase accessibility for visitors? Would it be a better location to get more people in the door?
So, you know, it would be in the sense that it is directly off of an exit. So, but it will be, you know, our biggest goal was to make sure that whatever location we are in is a location that is accessible to the whole community, that the whole community feels that they are part of this. So, and that was one of the conditions in terms of looking for a new site, was making sure that we are in a location that is accessible.
Do you think in this age where it's pretty difficult going for arts organizations, museums partnering together, is that how you get through this?
I think it certainly has been how we've all gotten through it. You know, in when COVID-19 hit, we quickly formed groups that of cultural organizations whose leaders were constantly on weekly phone calls and weekly Zoom meetings, just navigating this together. And I think that that was such an empowering thing for all of us, was to know that we are not in this alone, and that we actually, when we share our ideas, we're not in competition. We're actually building up each other's organization. So
we're discussing plans with the new Milwaukee Public Museum in the coming years, CEO Ellen Senske, and we'll be back here in a moment on the Ideas Network. We're discussing the Milwaukee Public Museum's new building project here on The Morning Show. We're exploring the plans to move the most visited museum in Wisconsin. According to the museum, it sells about 500,000 tickets a year, and the building it's been in since the early 60s is in disrepair, as we've learned, deemed unsafe to house museum collections. How do you feel about plans to start from scratch? What do you want to know about the financial undertaking? How will it work to share space with the Betty Brin Children's Museum? Conversation right here. It's 800-642-1234. Conversation to join in, 800-642-1234. And the Milwaukee Public Museum CEO, Ellen Senske, stays with us. So, Ellen, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Is it difficult to be able to put the financials in place and find the donations at this time of massive unemployment and economic uncertainty?
So, you know, we are very early in the stages of planning this new museum. And so we are in those planning stages. We have not yet begun our fundraising campaign, but we are getting ready because, you know, we all know that at some point we're going to come out of this pandemic, and the museum will be prepared to move on this project. So we aren't fundraising right now during the pandemic.
How much of the funding for this building will come from the county, will come from fundraising? Can you kind of break down where you'll get the dollars?
Well, it will be a public-private partnership. We have yet to put publicly out what that partnership will be, but it will likely be about 60% from the private donations and then 40% from the public side. Our collections are still owned by the county, so there is that commitment to continue to hold those in trust for the people of this county and for the state, for that matter, because our collections do come from every single county in this state. Our visitors come from every single county in this state. You know, we get school about 150,000 school kids who come on field trips from 45 of the 72 counties. So we truly are a state museum.
Well, Gary emailed us to say, will the new museum still have a butterfly exhibit or an IMAX? Will the museum have an auction for any display items that won't be reused? And Gary adds, I think the giant T-Rex would look great in my backyard. Ellen?
So we are still in those early stages of what will be in the new museum, but we certainly know those favorites like the butterflies and the and I'm not sure that IMAX, in that IMAX is no longer in the museum business, but if he's talking giant film and planetarium, certainly that is something that we are also planning.
So your ability to display and exhibit collections, is a smaller footprint, if I understand, for this new museum space. What would that be like?
So, you know, I think that everybody, I shouldn't say everybody because that's a generalization, but many people don't realize that our collections, we have about 4 million objects in our collections. The bulk of those are actually research collections. So we are a research institution where there is active research going on behind the scenes where we are generating new knowledge for the world, that natural history research. And that we want to make much more obvious. So many people think that everything we have is out on display, but it's not out on display. But we want to figure out how do we bring that, turn that museum inside out and make that research much more obvious.
So here we are amid COVID. How is your museum managing now? Is it open? How is it approaching this time?
We are open. We are open on Thursdays through Sundays, and we are just like all other organizations. We've adapted. We have time tickets into the museum so that we can control the number of people in the museum and also how many are in the museum at any one time. We have prescribed routes through the museum so that we can keep people from crossing paths, single entry in, single different exit out. We also require masks. So we are doing everything that we can to keep people safe during this time.
Well, Ellen, good to talk with you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Ellen Senske is president and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. We'll